Preparations have begun for one of Canada's most unique sporting events, ice racing, which slides into Minden for 6 weekends beginning in January. Ice racing combines motorsports with the elements of fierce northern winters. The sport requires drivers to use skill and speed to navigate a slick racetrack surrounded by snowbanks. Oromadont resident David Gallos has been racing since the 1990s. He enjoys preparing for a race and getting the most out of his car. "The challenge is to keep the budget as low as possible," he said. "It's really low budget, wheel-to-wheel racing." Gallos says the sport encourages young people to not engage in street racing, especially during the dangerous winter months. "If you have a passion for any kind of motorsport, do it in a safe way," he said. "We teach a lot about car control, and when people first come in, they are humbled quickly." Gallos, a member of Twin Lakes Motor Club, admits he was over his head during his first few years of racing. But now, as a veteran, he says it's made him a better daily driver. "When there's a snowstorm, I'm not worried," he said. "I know how my vehicle will react and what I should do in any situation." Despite the competitive nature of motorsports, Gallos says the atmosphere at each race is friendly. "You can be fierce competitors on the track, but then you help each other with repairs," Gallos said. "The camaraderie is terrific, and the best part is we are building community." David Gallos has been ice racing in Minden each winter for parts of 4 decades. Supplied photo. Gallos won the overall championship in 2022, but he says winning is a rarity because of the difficulty of the challenging sport. "It's always so tight," he said. "If you are lucky, you might get a race win each year depending on the category you are in." To be a winning driver, Gallos says you must have a good feel for the grip of your car. "You have to stay calm," he said. "You want to put the throttle down, but if you do it too soon, you're just going to spin your tires. Being patient is just as important as knowing when to be aggressive in ice racing. It's so important to be smart about it," he said. "It's like that in any sport." Gallos misses the days when his son Michael, 27, used to ride in his car with him when he was as young as 8. "We would crank up the tunes and would be getting down to the music in the car while we were in the middle of a race," he said. "It was a ton of fun and he was my biggest cheerleader." Michael now works weekends at Canadian Forces Base Borden, causing him to miss most races. "I'd love to get him out on the track because it would make him a better driver on the street," Gallos said. To join in on the fun, it costs $210 for racers to secure a license for the weekend races. Newcomers can try a single weekend event with a temporary license for $25, letting them test the ice before committing to the full season. For those interested in getting behind the wheel, the Canadian Automobile Sport Club's Ontario region will be hosting a free webinar on Monday, December 9, at 7 p.m. where you can learn more and ask questions. For more information about ice racing, click here.